We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live on location at Wings Etc. in Boiling Springs. Let me tell you, these wings are absolutely incredible. Some of the best that I've ever had. I am pounding the barbecue chicken wings. Lonzo had the chicken sandwich. I'm looking forward. I like this thing called a job, so I'm not going to have an adult beverage until the show is over. But I'm looking forward to having one of those as well. One of the most tormenting things for me is that everyone around me has an adult beverage, and I don't. There's something about this that is highly, highly unfair.
It's not bothering me one bit.
Yeah, Lonzo doesn't drink in any way, shape, or form. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you know here on Offsides, one thing we allow you to do is we allow you to throw a flag on me and on Lonzo. You're allowed to throw the Offsides flag, and Penny Davenport has done that. Yeah, so Penny says, flag, Mark, you keep saying softball was created for women, but it wasn't. It was created and played by men in 1887. The first woman didn't play until 1943. I do agree with you, though. Women should play baseball as well. Penny, softball may have been created for men that couldn't play baseball, right? But there's absolutely no reason why women can't play baseball. And it's things like that in our society that completely and totally drive me up a wall and drive me nuts. They absolutely drive me nuts. Lonzo, don't shake your head at me, sir.
You know, go to a local softball field and ask the women or girls there if they're upset about it. You're not going to hear anything from them.
They're
out there to play.
They're having fun playing softball, and you know why, Lonzo? Because they don't even realize that they should be playing baseball.
They're not interested in baseball. Why would they want to play baseball?
You know why they're not interested in baseball?
Because softball's exciting. Baseball is boring.
There's no leagues for them. Do you know what made the movie A League of Their Own so fantastic, so great? It was truly a league of their own. We loved watching it. It was women playing baseball.
You know what?
It's
not all about money. Sometimes you play a sport for the love of the sport.
Yeah, sometimes you do, and then sometimes sexist men nerf your sport and then make you play baseball in a sandbox with a bigger ball. And it's wrong, and it's not appropriate. And it's not right, man. It's just not right.
Keep throwing those flags,
so Penny, I suppose I will have to back up 5 yards. As that flag has been thrown on me this afternoon.
Oh, no, that's a 15, man. That's definitely a 15.
We only have offsides flags on this show. We only have minor infractions, Lonzo. All right. We do it each and every day at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, we call it the top three at three, and the top three at three starts now. Hit it! All right, coming in at number three. I was reading something on Greenville Online, and I enjoy very, very much, you know, kind of the local media, so on and so forth. But one thing people are liking about our show is that we keep it real, man. We tell it like it is. We don't take sides. We don't kiss butts. We keep it real here on the show. And I saw a headline on Greenville Online that just, you know, CNC Music Factory, they have that song, Things That Make You Go, Hmm. This made me go, hmm. It said Clemson was snubbed from the NCAA basketball tournament. Folks, here is Brad Brownell. Listen to how sad sack coach Brad Brownell sounds talking about his team playing in the NIT, or as I like to say, the not in tournament.
Tough time of year for players. We're on spring break, so there's really nobody around, and you know, certainly a little disappointment with not making the NCAA tournament, not finishing the job to get there. But, you know, hopefully our guys are going to bounce back and be excited. The NIT is it's a prestigious tournament, obviously, with a tremendous history. And you still have to have a really good season to play in this. Obviously, there's only, you know, NC State was, you know, left out also. So only two of the teams in our league were able to make it. And it's, you know, you got to be one of probably top 60, 65 teams in terms of at-large to have a chance to play in this tournament. So it's really something that I hope our guys will approach the right way and play with enthusiasm and energy, and certainly hope we can get a few folks in the gym to help us.
Lonzo, I'm sorry. They've got to replace that guy. You know, there's something in life called the
I was asleep.
Yeah, exactly. There's something in life called the it factor, right? I mean, how do you quantify the it factor? All I can say is when somebody has it, you know that you've met somebody that has that intangible it factor. And you can't always put a finger on it, but you know what? I definitely know that Brad Brownell does not have it. And, dude, you're playing in a tournament. You're supposed to be trying to get your kids up to play in this tournament, and you sound like the saddest sack of them all. You can't do that, man. You just absolutely can't do that. And while we're at it, let's just establish this. Clemson was not snubbed in the NCAA tournament. He was not snubbed in the. They were not snubbed in the NCAA tournament in any way, shape, or form. All right, let's stop using that word. They didn't make the tournament because they don't belong in the tournament. So Greenville Online, let's go ahead and edit that article back. Let's walk that one back. Let's remove the word snub because there was no snub at all. Next up, coming in at number two. Listen, I got myself in a world of trouble last night on social media about this Mike Trout situation. Mike Trout yesterday signed the biggest contract in all of baseball. And my take was simply this. He's getting $430 million. That's been worth zero playoff wins to his team. They have not won one playoff game with Mike Trout there. Does that mean he's an awful player? Of course not. It's not a criticism of Mike Trout, ladies and gentlemen. My point is simply that in the sport of baseball, one player does not make a big enough difference to pay that kind of money to. He is signing the largest contract in the history of sports. 12 years, $430 million. It's incredible. Thank you so much, by the way. It's not that he's not great. It's not that he's not the very best player in all of baseball, because he most certainly is. It's just that sport doesn't lend itself to one player dominating. Jeff Passan, noted baseball writer for Sports Illustrated, says the pressure is on the Angels to get her done.
That's kind of the binary that we've got going on here. Either they need to win in the next 5 or 6 years, or they have the guy who's going to go down as the best player to ever play baseball as a lifetime Los Angeles Angel. And that, I think, is as much as anything why they were willing to do this deal and pony up as much money as they did, because the outcome, it's really pretty good on both ends.
Yeah, see, so there you go. And then Keith Law, he and his 500,000 followers on social media, you guys probably know Keith Law as a national baseball personality, was going at me last night about this, attacking me something unmercifully, saying I don't know what I'm talking about and yada, 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 and all of this other stuff. And the reality of the situation is the LA Angels have never had a payroll over $200 million. Okay, so if you haven't won with Mike Trout at a reasonable contract, all of a sudden are you going to win with him being the highest paid player in the history of sports? If they don't have a major organizational philosophy change, nothing will change with the LA Angels, and Mike Trout will be rich and irrelevant. He will be rich and irrelevant. And let's be honest. I mean, it's not like the Angels are viewed as this super team anyway. So, you know, for me, I don't like the decision from the Angels standpoint. I think it sets a bad precedent. And if you look at the history of these mega deals in baseball, they never work out well. Mike Trout, the hate isn't on you. I just don't quite understand what the LA Angels are doing here. And finally, folks, perhaps among all other topics, when we look at what's wrong with baseball, because a lot of people kind of grew up with baseball. I grew up with baseball. I was one of those guys that had every single baseball card growing up. I ate the gum out of the packs, even though it was 11 years old. And I would do that over and over and over again. But our interest as a nation in baseball has been declining at a very rapid pace. When I was a kid, the World Series earned a 25 rating. Now it's at a 7. So wherein lies the problem? Well, there's a few issues here, and I think that baseball has a progressive commissioner now. Rob Manfred is a very, very good thing. He's trying to speed up the pace of play, but I think he's missing the bigger problem. ESPN just released their list of the most famous athletes in the world, okay? The top 100 most famous athletes in the world. Guess how many baseball players were on that list? Most famous athletes in the world. One. And he came in at number 99. Bryce Harper is the only baseball player that is listed among the most famous baseball players in the world. Among the most famous athletes in the world. Last year, Major League Baseball had none. Folks, Major League Baseball has ceased being a national sport and has started becoming a local sport right before our eyes. If you live in Houston, you care about the Houston Astros. If you live in Atlanta or nearby, you may care about the Atlanta Braves. But whereas if I'm a Houston Texans football fan, I will watch any NFL game. Browns and Steelers, that's on TV, I'm in. If I'm a Houston Astros fan, I don't give a rip if Philadelphia is playing the Miami Marlins. I have zero, less than zero, interest in that. Baseball has become a local sport. It is no longer a national sport. And because of that, none of baseball athletes are among the most famous athletes in the world. By the way, on the top 25 on that particular list, soccer had 7 of the top 25 athletes. Tennis had 5. Oh, here we go. Soccer had 8. Basketball has 3. Golf has 2. Cricket has 4. Fighting has 2. I bet you can name the 2 fighters on the list, Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor, right? The 2 most famous fighters in the world. Tennis has 4. Formula One has 1. That's in the top 25. Baseball has 1 of the top 100 most famous athletes in the world. It's crime against humanity, and that's the biggest problem in baseball, that Mike Trout could walk right down the street of Boiling Springs that we're on right now, and nobody would know who he is. Nobody would know who he is. One person here would know who he is if Mike Trout walked into this place. He's unrecognizable. He is signed with the Angels, and he is rich, but he is irrelevant. Coming up next, there is a price on everybody's job, and no matter what you think, there's something every single person could do to lose the job that they have, even Dabo Swinney. I'll share with you my list of fireable offenses for the coaches you care about, and I'll do that next. We're live on location at Wings Etc. in Boiling Springs. My name is Mark Ryan, and you're listening to Offsides right here on ESPN Upstate. We're Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. It is awesome to be here with you guys live on location here at Wings Etc. in Boiling Springs. Absolutely, positively having a blast with some great folks out here rolling your way until 4 p.m. this afternoon. Mark Ryan and Lonzo. Folks, if you haven't yet signed up for our bracket challenge, here is your chance to do so. Brackets close tomorrow. When did they close, Lonzo? I want to say around noon tomorrow.
I think it's 15 minutes before the first game.
Okay, so yeah, right around that time tomorrow. Folks, this is blowing up. This is blowing up. I invite everyone out here with us today. Sign up for our bracket challenge, ESPNUpstate.com. You get to compete, see how you do with your picks. Against yours truly, Mark Ryan, against Straight Up with Sturge. And you also are eligible to win some awesome prizes. We're talking about a Visa gift card. We're talking about Dave and Buster's gift card. We're talking about tickets to see Weird Al Yankovic, who was the man when I was a kid. Right? Weird Al, yeah. What's your favorite Weird Al song, Lonzo? It was Beat It. What was his?
Amish Paradise.
His was Eat It. That's right. He did Eat It for Beat It on Michael Jackson. Man, that was tremendous.
Amish Paradise still the best one.
Amish. Oh, and that's for Gangster's Paradise, right?
Yes.
That's the flip side of that one. Man, do I feel old. You know when Gangster's Paradise was popular? My freshman year of college, that Gangster's Paradise was popular, man. That makes me feel old. All right. Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, here's the reality. We like to think of our coaches in sports as deities, and I think it's unhealthy to deify anybody. As an example, no offense, Mark Sturgis, but it is absolutely insane to me that Alabama puts up a statue of Nick Saban while he's still living, okay? Like, he's still here. He's still coaching there. He's still employed by the university.
That's not his fault, though. I mean,
it's ridiculous.
Know. If they put up a statue of you at Intercom Upstate, would you tell them to take it down?
Well, I fully plan on that happening. I have a wonderful listener that is clearing barbecue sauce off of my lip right here. Lonzo, they do a lot more for me here than you do. I'm very upset about this.
I don't care.
What's going on?
I don't care.
He doesn't care. No, thank you. Thank you very much for doing so. So in any case, it's not healthy to deify head coaches because the reality is every single one of them can be fired. And you might say, Mark Ryan, there's no way that this coach or that coach or this coach could ever be fired, but I'm telling you, you're wrong, all right? So, Lonzo, and all my friends that here listening on ESPN Upstate, I present to you right now what would get the four big coaches in the two major sports, Frank Martin, Brad Brownell, Will Muschamp, and even, yes, Dabo Swinney, what would get these four guys canned right now? What would get them completely and totally fired? Here you go. Frank Martin is up first, and Frank Martin is an outstanding coach. Frank Martin, I can't believe that some Gamecocks fans are talking about him being on the hot seat, considering that he is the architect of the only Final Four appearance for either South Carolina or Clemson in 216 combined years of basketball existence. But yet still some South Carolina fans were upset. You know, it was interesting. South Carolina didn't get an NIT berth or an invite with their 16-16 record. Texas did with a 16-16 record. I thought that was really interesting. So what would get Frank Martin fired from his job? And my theory is this: two more seasons without a postseason berth. Lonzo, right, wrong, or indifferent? Frank Martin, two more seasons without a postseason berth from Frank Martin, even though I think he's a fantastic head coach. But if you give me two more years, two more disappointing years, when everybody knows Ja Morant should be playing at South Carolina and he's not because South Carolina wasn't in on him when they should be, I think two more years with no postseason berth for Frank Martin would get him terminated.
I don't think so. And I don't believe they're going to wait. I think they're going to make it in the next year or so. Frank Martin's too good of a coach to not get the players that he needs to. Plus, the fact that he got them so far a couple of years ago, I think he can ride on that for a while. And if he looks like he's not going to be able to get who he wants, people have come trying to get him to go somewhere else. I think he'll leave on his own terms before they get rid of him.
You think so?
Yes.
Okay, but what would get him fired?
I don't know. I don't know of anything that would get him fired.
Two straight years, no postseason berth. That would get him fired. Frank Martin. That gets Frank Martin fired. What do you guys think? Am I right? Am I wrong? Are you indifferent? 1-844-477-3776 is the number. 1-844-GSP-ESPN. Health Dare text line 71307. Start your text with ESPN. Twitter at ESPN Upstate, at Mark Ryan on air, at Lonzo on word, and email Mark Ryan, M-A-R-C Ryan, at ESPNUpstate.com. Next up, Brad Brownell. Fire him yesterday. Fired. Absolutely fired. You know, we played the clip of Brad Brownell talking about the NIT as a major tournament. Then we have on Raleigh-based sports radio show host Jeff Pantrid say it's the worst thing in sports, the NIT. And it's just, you know, can we all agree that so much about sports is the atmosphere and the environment, right? Like, would college football be half the fun it was if you're playing in front of the crowds that are at AAF games? No, right? What makes a sporting event memorable, right? Whether you're running down the hill at Death Valley, or whether you're in a night game against your hated rival in Williams-Brice Stadium. It's all of your comrades around you, 100,000 people around you. That's what you remember, right? You remember what your team did, but more than anything, you remember the vibe and the atmosphere of the place, right? That's what you gravitate toward. That's what you remember about sports. And Brad Brownell has Clemson playing in the NIT, the Not-In Tournament. Folks, how many of you, if you worked for 9 years in a company, how many of you could have a successful year 2 years out of nine and keep your job? Okay? If you had a rate of success of 2 years out of every 9 years, would you keep your job or would you be terminated? Let's make no mistake. The goal every year at Clemson University is to make the NCAA tournament. And Brad Brownell, the coach, has done that twice in nine times. Long story short, folks, that is just not good enough. If I can't keep my job for having two good ratings years out of 9 years on the air, then Brad Brownell should not be able to keep his job, and I'm really perplexed that it seems like Clemson is going to keep him. It seems like, okay, we extended him last year. We invested some money. I mean, with the money that Clemson is rolling in from the national championship, is money really an issue here? I mean, come on. Let's get a better coach up in here, and let's start turning this ship around. We move on to the football realm here. And we look at Will Muschamp. Now, Will Muschamp is somebody that I feel like I owe an apology to, and here's why. When he was the coach of my alma mater, I committed something that could remove the fan card from me from life from my school, okay? I rooted for my team to lose, my own team. And I rooted for my own team to lose because I wanted Will Muschamp gone. I didn't think he was the right guy for my team, right? And he put Florida in the toilet. Why do I feel like I owe him an apology? Because I feel like he's improved significantly as a head coach since going to South Carolina. Let's be honest. The Gamecocks right now are a borderline top 25 team. They're not where Florida is yet, but it's tougher to recruit to South Carolina than it is to recruit to Florida. But Will Muschamp has made South Carolina a borderline top 25 team. Here's the problem. They've got the most difficult schedule in the country coming up this year. 6-6 this year may piss off South Carolina fans. That would be one hell of an accomplishment. They play this year, the only team in the country to play both Alabama and Clemson, South Carolina. How unfair is that? The only team in the country to play at Texas A&M, Florida, and Georgia. They have five brutally tough games. They could be the 11th best team in the country and have five losses because all five of those teams might be in the top 10, right? And I don't know that South Carolina fans are going to be patient enough to deal with that, patient enough to deal with him. So here's my thing. What would get Will Muschamp fired? I think, unfortunately, that this seems likely. Two straight years without a winning record in SEC play. I think that you play eight SEC games a year. If he has two straight years and he doesn't go 5-3 at least in one of them, I think he loses his job. And that is my honest opinion. This year in the SEC, again, Florida, Georgia, brutal. Alabama, brutal. And at Texas A&M, brutal. Can you win one of those four games and then win the rest of your games? Maybe. The schedule lightens up next year a little bit? Maybe. But correct me if I'm wrong, ladies and gentlemen. What say you? 1-844-477-3776. My take is Will Muschamp, two years starting right now, without a winning record in SEC play, gets Will Muschamp the boot.
See, I think it's more about the defense. This is a defensive coach, and the defense has been horrible last year. And I know they had some injuries, but I think that's an excuse. These are your guys, you recruited them. The guys that are behind the guys who got hurt should be able to step up and produce, and they're not. There are times that you and I could have ran through their tacklers, and they would just watch this go by and wave. That's unacceptable. If he doesn't improve his defense, he needs to be gone.
Well, I don't like waving to I don't like waving to the opposition as they run by. That's never a good, that's never a great strategy there, Lonzo.
That's basically what they did, the way they whiffed on tackles. They have no idea how to tackle.
You know, people forget they were within a touchdown of Clemson at halftime of the game this year, and they played them tougher than just about any other
team. They
were
up for one game.
So here's where people think I'm on drugs, okay? This particular one, Dabo Swinney, because every single one of us, ladies and gentlemen, could be fired, all right? Every single one of us. So Dabo Swinney, all he's done at Clemson is win two out of the last three national championships. It's got to be painful as a South Carolina fan to go through this, isn't it? I mean, it's got to be painful to just watch your rival dominate all of college football. But I believe even Dabo Swinney is capable of being fired. And, of course, he could be fired if they ever found out, you know, he was doing something against the rules or so on and so forth. But I'm just – any coach could. Will Wade at LSU is going to lose his job for, you know, not following the rules and paying athletes in the NCAA. But what would get Dabo Swinney fired on the field? My opinion, Lonzo, yes or no, three straight losing seasons gets Dabo Swinney fired. And I'm not saying, listen, how unlikely is that, Clemson to have three straight losing seasons? He's a god at Clemson right now, right? But I still think even Dabo Swinney, if you go from two national championships to having three straight losing seasons, I think that costs Dabo Swinney his job.
Here's the thing. Clemson is now an elite program. It hurts me to say it, but they are. They are not going to lose three seasons in a row. It's just not going to happen. They're reloading now instead of having to rebuild, and everyone wants to go there. So this is not going to happen. He could retire at Clemson.
But I agree with you. I agree with you. But in the event that he did, would he lose his job?
No.
Three straight losing years.
No. What do you consider losing?
5-7. 5-7, three straight years of 5-7.
I just don't see how that could possibly happen. They play in the ACC, which is a weak football conference. There is no way that he could be that bad.
Really? Okay. Okay, so there you have it, folks. My list of what gets your area coaches fired here in sports, because there is a price on every one of our heads. And incidentally, Lonzo, what gets us fired, Lonzo? What's that?
Well, I'm not going to tell you because I'm working on that for you. And I've been working with the company for going on 19 years, so I think I'm pretty safe.
So you're safe. You're working on getting me out the door. Suddenly I feel very uncomfortable sitting here.
It's very hard to be fired in radio.
Listen, you're lucky to say that. It hasn't been fired to be in radio at a lot of the places I've worked at, man. All right, coming up next, we do it each and every day. We call this little ditty Either Or. What is Either Or? We give you two choices on both life and sports, and you chime in with your answers. Either Or is up next. We're live on location at Wings Etc. in Boiling Springs. You're listening to Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. We're live on location at Wings Etc. right here in Boiling Springs, South Carolina. What an absolute Chamber of Commerce day it's been. Folks, we've now done four remote shows in the last 5 weeks, and at each and every one of these remote shows, people have come out, people have said hello. I just want to thank all of you guys for doing so. It has been awesome. It has been fun. And it's great to meet kind of the people that listen to you day in and day out. I know I speak for you, Lonzo, when I say, man, this is awesome.
I know you can't tell.
They've been putting up with you.
You probably think I'm not having a good time, but I'm also doing other things as we're sitting
here.
They
put up with Lonzo. We enjoy conversing together. They're putting up with you. No, I kid because I care. All right, we do it each and every day at this time. What is Either Or? Either Or is a segment where we give you two options, and you guys pick one of the choices we give you. You can chime in at 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN. Either Or starts right now. All right, Lonzo, what do you got?
All right, UFC bantamweight champion TJ Dillashaw just handed the belt back because he got busted for using PEDs. would you rather, if you knew the only way you could win is to cheat by taking drugs, would you take the chance or just not, or just find a different profession?
See, the funny thing is, in baseball, like 15 years ago, your choice was to use PEDs and make $50 million, right? That's a very difficult choice. Would you put steroids in your body to make $50 million? You know, Alonzo, I think there are certain elements to all of who we are that are like kind of the fabric of our being, right? And to me, that violates one of the core principles of who I am. I would rather get my butt kicked and know that I did it the best, most ethical way than do that and have on my conscience my entire life that I wasn't really a champion. If I'm Barry Bonds, I'm not really the home run king, okay? I don't want to live the life of a lie. I'm a guy that beats himself up a lot. I would never be able to live with myself if my championship belt was a lie. So I'll take the L, man.
See, I agree with you, but unfortunately, I think a lot of people don't. I think a lot of people will take the chance. It's so easy to get past the system and get your money. And unfortunately, a lot of people do that, not just in fighting and in UFC and in football. In football, I mean, you get a suspension and you're back. And no one even cares about it in the NFL.
All right, so my turn here. Would you choose, and this is a listener-submitted either or here, would you choose a dream vacation or primo Super Bowl tickets right at the 50-yard line? A dream vacation for you and your family or primo Super Bowl tickets at the 50-yard line? Lonzo, what do you got?
Is my team playing?
Sure.
Okay, if my team's playing, I'm
the
going
Kansas
to the
Kansas City Chiefs,
yeah.
Or a dream vacation?
The Kansas City Chiefs playing in the Super Bowl would be a dream vacation.
By the way, is Tyreek Hill still going to be a member of that team?
I don't know. It's not looking good.
It's not looking good, man. It's really not looking
Someone
good.
Someone has it out for us. Anyway.
Well, Tyreek Hill has got to lay his hands off people is what needs to happen.
I don't think that's been confirmed yet. There definitely are rumors about that, though.
I'm taking the dream vacation over the dream Super Bowl tickets.
What would the dream vacation be, though?
What would the dream – Bora Bora? Bora Bora?
Where the heck is Bora Bora?
I don't know where it is, but it's beautiful, okay? You know what? I actually am going to tell you where I would go for my dream vacation. There's a Greek island that you can only get to by ferry, and it's called Ikaria, and it's spelled I-K-A-R-I-A, if any of you guys want to look it up, Ikaria. And it's called the island where nobody goes to die. And everybody there lives over 100 degrees. It's all of the freshest food. It's a totally relaxed environment. And the weather and everything there is absolutely pristine. It's right on the water. So I would take the dream vacation to Ikaria before I would take Super Bowl tickets. You know, Lonzo, I'll tell you, man, like this gives me like real lame points. But when you're in sports media, I get to go to all the games anyway. It kind of loses its appeal. You know, it's not like it's always cool, right? We always appreciate getting into all the games for free and everything, right? I always value and appreciate that. But I'd like to get to do something that I don't normally get to do. And that, to me, I get a dream vacation, right? Anyone I want can go with me. I'm in, man. I'm in.
I wonder how much a one-way ticket to Ikaria costs.
Yeah, it's $3,000. I've looked it up.
$3,000.
Yes, not good.
I'll start a GoFundMe page for you.
Thank you, sir. All right, Lonzo, what do you got?
I'm done.
You are done for today, sir. You are done. Okay.
I'm baking in the sun. I'm enjoying it.
Okay. So let me get to one more here. Let me get to one more as we roll along here with either or. All right, so here we go. We've been talking about this today, Lonzo. Liking different colleges and different sports, okay? Allowing yourself the chance to cheer for more than one college. Is that offsides or onsides? I need your official answer, and I need it now.
It's onside. I came from Ohio. I still root for the Ohio State Buckeyes. I did a Gamecock show for over 15 years on our sister station. You cannot do a show for a team and not root for the team, so I don't have a problem with it.
You, sir, hand it over. I'm going to take your fan card right now. Okay, just go ahead, hand it over. You have lost the right to be a fan of Ohio State or any other school. You ride or die with your team. Upstate, I know you're with me on this, right? You ride or die with your team. You do not adopt another team. We've been talking about this a little bit today because rumor has it there are some Clemson fans who are, picking berries out of another team's briar patch is, I guess, the best way to say it. Some Clemson fans, a pocket of Clemson fans, are reportedly rooting for Duke in the NCAA tournament, and that is crime against humanity. Clemson fans doing so, turn in your fan cards right now. Completely and totally against the rules. All right, coming up next, we close the show with the best thing we heard today. And, folks, if you want to know who my man crush is, if you want to know my man crush that might be bordering on an actual crush, we'll reveal that to you next. It's the best thing we heard today. We are live at Wings Etc. in Boiling Springs, South Carolina. We are Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. You're listening to Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate, live on location from Wings Etc. in Boiling Springs, South Carolina. We've had such a blast today. Thank you so much to all the great people at Wings Etc. for joining us out here today. Our ESPN crew, including Lonzo, including Alyssa, including who is the one other person, Lonzo?
I don't know. I forget his name.
Okay, sorry, sir.
He's awesome.
Sorry, man. He's awesome. They've done a great job setting us all up. You know, you feel like he's new, Lonzo. We get a little bit of a pass there. Okay, you come here as a radio show host, and everything is all set up for you. You arrive, and they've got the tent outside. They've got everything set up. They've got all the technical stuff figured out with the wiring. All you have to do is get here, put your headset on, and go. And we're so thankful that they set all of that stuff up for us here at Wings Etc. In Boiling Springs. Okay, so we do it each and every day at this time. I said I would reveal who my man crush is. And, I've shared this with you, Alonzo. Like, I feel like I'm wondering if the fact that I have a centaur of Tim, which is half man, half horse, painted of Tim Tebow over my bed, is that going too far?
See, every time you say that, I'm like, what the heck is a centaur? And it's a centaur. And that's what's throwing me off. Being the resident nerd, you're just saying it wrong, man. I would throw the flag.
I'm sorry that my knowledge of pronunciations of Greek mythical figures.
You don't separate the syllables. Okay. Centaur.
Centaur.
I mean, you don't go centaur.
So when I go to bed at night, I look at a centaur of Tim Tebow over my bed. And I'm just wondering, is that a sign that maybe my man crush has gone too far?
How well drawn is the centaur?
Not very well. I drew it.
Is everything anatomically correct?
I drew it after a few beverages one night. Okay. It's not looking very good.
I've seen your art. It's probably not.
Yeah, not very good. In any case, Tim Tebow, my man crush, with the best thing we heard today, he has some advice for Kyler Murray, who very well could be the number one pick in the NFL draft. Here's his advice.
You know, just follow your heart and whatever, you know, you choose, just be all in with it and make the decision that's best for you, what's right for you, not what's necessarily best for your agents or your family or your friends. Although that's important, you got to make the decision that's right in your heart and try to encourage him with that.
There you go. Tim Tebow with what sounds like very basic advice, right? Sounds like very basic advice, but the reality is it's advice that is very well taken for one Kyler Murray. Folks, here's the reality. Here's what I don't think many people have grasped yet. He's going number one in the draft. We're now in an era where a 5'9 quarterback is going to be the first pick in the draft, and Arizona feels like they're making the right pick here. I have never seen a bigger enigma than Kyler Murray. Isn't it something? We're fascinated with enigmas in life, right? Those people, those players, we can't figure out if they're going to be any good. Tim Tebow in the NFL, is he going to be any good or not? We're fascinated with that, right? Kyler Murray, is he too small to play in the NFL? Can his athletic ability overcome the fact that he doesn't interview well? We're fascinated with that. The enigmas, the people that we can't figure out, the people that are unlike any other player we've seen, we're fascinated with those particular players. And Kyler Murray undoubtedly is one of those guys. What is he going to be like in the NFL? I think I think he's got a chance to be really, really good. I think his athleticism is off the charts outstanding, and his accuracy is too, and he throws so well on the move. A major thank you, folks, to all the great people here at Wings Etc. in Boiling Springs for having us. Food is absolutely outstanding. We are off the next couple of days for March Madness, so enjoy the games, everybody. We will see you back on Monday for a regularly scheduled Offsides with Mark Ryan. Look for Lonzo and I on social media the next couple of days with a few segments here and there. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much to Wings Etc. and Boiling Springs. We are Offsides with Mark Ryan, only right here on ESPN Upstate.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.